Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your very late, very, very late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of September, 2015. All the best tech, well, let's just call it Apple News, shall we? Because that's really what today's show is. It's all about Apple. And we'll be doing that in around 5 minutes or so. Oh, and those of you that tuned in to the BTN live coverage of the Apple keynote yesterday and noticed I wasn't there, Ewan was right. Yes, I fell asleep on the sofa.
All right, let's begin this podcast with Tim Cook.
Oh, yes, Mr. Lovey-Dovey Tim came on out and told us what we pretty much already knew. Apple Watch, yay, yay, yay.
It's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. Although he did elaborate that it had 97% customer satisfaction and 10,000 apps now for the watch. And, of course, the Apple Watch Sports Collection added yellow and rose gold models. But that was pretty much it for the Apple Watch. Hey, get one in December when they come out. Make a great Christmas gift. They're really pushing this thing. Ah, but on to the thing that, we've been kind of talking about here around BTN for quite some time, and that would be the iPad Pro. Freaking thing is huge. You see Tim bring that out? Heck, it's almost the size of Tim. Yes, the long-awaited iPad Pro has that 12.9-inch display. Have no idea how that's going to feel in the hand. A9X chip and 10-hour battery life. Other things we've seen on the new iPad Pro, of course, was that four-speaker sort of, I don't know what they're calling it. It's not really surround sound, but it's supposed to be more immersed sound or something. And, of course, along with that Pro came that, stylus. Apple Pencil is what they're calling it. We're calling it a stylus here at BTN, because that's what it is. Oh, I can hear Steve Jobs turning right now 6 feet under. Now, all in all, I never thought we'd ever see the day of Apple actually having a stylus, but the thing does look kind of cool. I don't know if it looks $100 cool, but it looks cool. Also, don't forget about that actual physical keyboard that Apple decided to rip off from Microsoft. But price-wise, no, that's not going to send you a flashback. The keyboard's going to run you around $170. The iPad Pro is going to range from $799 all the way up to $1,079. Yes, that's $1,079. It will be available in space gray, silver, and gold, and will be coming in November. All right, on next to what happened at the keynote. Well, probably one of the most interesting things, personally, I thought anyways, was the Apple TV. It's the new Apple TV. For months, we've been hearing about this little friggin' box, and now it's came. Well, kind of. It'll be out in October, so it'll be out next month. That must be said, the new design of the Apple TV, yeah, it doesn't look much different from the one we've already got. A little bit thicker, that's about it. The real change comes in the new Siri remote. You're gonna have larger tactile buttons for navigating your new Apple TV with Siri. Finally, what's nice to see on the thing is the volume control. You don't have to hunt around the room for that thing anymore. It's actually already there. Also, with the new Apple TV, we get a new UI, which has been completely overhauled to finally include, after all these years, an app store. The brains behind all of it, though, is Siri.
Ooh, that little devil.
Yes, Siri's on board with you to pretty much control your entire Apple TV for you. She'll control Netflix and Hulu and, of course, all the Apple apps straight out of the box. Apple saying that more apps will be supported in the future. The only thing that's probably uncool about the new Apple TV is the price. Yeah, it does have that price increase, $149 for that 32GB model. The 64GB model, however, is going to cost you $199. And if you're thinking your old Apple TV's dead, nope, nope, nope. It's still going to be around, and it's still going to be $69. And finally, yes, we're wrapping up and finally today with the new iPhones. Yes, we're talking about the iPhone 6S and the 6S Plus. Looking straight at it, it doesn't look any different, unless you get the rose gold model. That's about it, really. Everything is under the hood, and particularly in the iOS 9 software. The major hardware upgrade feature will be that new 12-megapixel camera. And also don't forget about 4K video now. Interesting enough, though, that new Apple TV, yeah, it won't handle 4K video, but hey, you can record 4K video. Of course, we're going to get that 3D touch that we've been talking about all week. It's got that new A9 processor, which Apple's actually promising a 70% increase in speed of the A8 processor and 90% faster graphics. The new generation Touch ID, which is is supposed to be faster than our current Touch ID. I hope so, because let's just face it, sometimes you have to just sit there and poke your phone and finally it wakes up. Other things we're seeing is like live photos, which, you know, you can kind of already see when you use Google Photos, although it looks a little bit better and more polished. And of course, new Wi-Fi and advanced LTE. If the under-the-hood specs is enough for you, well, you're in luck, because you can start pre-ordering the thing on the 12th of this month. And the phones will start shipping out on the 25th. So Apple is ready to get a new phone in your hands. As for everything else that Mr. Tim decided to tell us, well, we got iOS 9. That's going to be coming out September 16th, so get ready for Apple servers to go... And finally, Apple has bowed to the cloud gods. They have lowered their iCloud pricing. Why? Because they'd be stupid not to. Your 50 gigabytes of storage will set you back 99 cents now. 200 gigabytes will be $2.99. And that terabyte, yes, you guessed it, $9.99. Just like everybody else now. Well, except for Microsoft, OneDrive is still the king, as far as price goes. So, there we go. There's your Apple update on the BTN News Show. I don't have a timer right now, but I'm pretty sure that was over 5 minutes. So sorry about that, guys. But hey, at least you didn't have to sit through 2.5 hours of a keynote. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, I'm sure, with probably a little bit more Apple news, but we'll try to get some others in there. But we had no choice. We had to make this an Apple event day. So those of you who hate Apple, I'm sorry. For those of you who love Apple, you're welcome. In any case, we'll be back tomorrow with your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, I hope your Thursday's going well, because I know it's already late getting this one to you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.